This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M.
Everything Limestone Coast.
Now, local sport happening, not happening. Interesting, all the governing bodies have got their guidelines, rules, protocols, etc., which mean a lot of work for people. So a lot of code sports have decided to train or not to train or just wait and see as it all opens up. Now, Aussie rules in particular, the SNFL have got a very big meeting, Paul, with all the league presidents and secretaries Tuesday the 9th of June. So there's a little bit of time before then, so things may change, but they're going to sit them all down and state of the nation and what the restrictions and what concessions they've got by then. But the big one is getting a bit of money in if country sports starts up again. So we'll wait with interest with that. Now, by example, Western Border footy, time's ticking. They've probably got to start by mid-July to play each other twice and not cut into the summer sports season because obviously people cross over. Now, that means a 10-game season, so we'll wait in abeyance there. Now, the border restriction. Cass and Sanford, they can't even train on their own oval. It's a Shire rule, so there's a view that they should head out to Sanford, the other half, out the bush and train, so there's an opportunity there.
Yeah.
Now, Western Border executive, they wanted, if Cass and at the time of starting up still can't come over and we've got the 14-day isolation bit, et cetera, et cetera, they could probably give Cass and Sanford and the South Australian club 1 point each until it opens up, and perhaps the Cats can have regular internal trial games between themselves to harden up, and that would be interesting. Now, other side of the coin, Mid-Sea and K&T, they're obviously looking at things, and that meeting with the SNFL is going to play a fair part in that. They'll be looking to play each other once, no doubt, being bigger leagues, eight games in the Mid-Sea and 10 in the K&T, depending on KLU, the Victorian connection there, and then finals. So still a bit of time to go and wait and see. Now, the interesting one, Paul's going to be if a league clubs decide not to play and before the 30th of June or with an exemption and one league is playing, will players look for a clearance, Paulie?
Well, good point, Milo.
Oh, could be interesting, could it? We don't know who might bob up where.
You'll find out first.
Yeah. On a separate note, Mid-Sea Netball have made the call to cancel the season. Obviously a big decision, and we're going to try to round up the old president, Sarah Gray, and have a chat after 8.
Keeping it alive. Milo, thank you very much.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.